There is a meal of transition. In the Bible, there are meals that people take and life change. There are meals that quicken at promises. There are meals that changes life completely. I'm going to look at some scripture and then we'll take the communion. In the book of Psalm 23 that we all read, that if I call the little children to read Psalm 23, most of them will read it. Let's look at verse 5 of Psalm 23. It says, "He prepares a table before me." It is not you that prepare the table. You may prepare the food, but God prepared the table. Am I talking to somebody? There's a difference between table and food. Without a table, there is no food. He said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." So whenever you sit at the table, then the next verse follows. It said, "Goodness and mercy." Verse 6, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Whether I want it or not, it will still follow me. Whether I ask for it or not, it will still follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me." So when I go into a dry place, goodness and mercy is still following me. When I go into a surplus place, goodness and mercy is still following me. When I go into a place where nothing is working, goodness and mercy is still following me. He didn't say one day. He said all the days. Is it only in my Bible? All the days of my life. But he now said, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord." Now, where is the tabernacle of the Lord? Is your heart. Are you carrying God all around? So there is a table you sit, and life is transformed. There is a table you sit. You know, God told me this table will be a table of transition for somebody. You are moving to another level, another realm. So when you look at table in the Bible, let's look at 1 Kings 19:7. In book 19:7, 1 Kings 19:7, "And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, 'Arise, eat.'" This was Elijah who ran out because Jezebel threatened his life and he thought it was over. And the angel touched him the second time. He said, "Arise and eat." He said, "What? Because the journey is far. It's great for thee. Eat." We are taking this communion for the journey of 2024. That the journey of 2024 will not weary you. The journey of 2024, you will not be disappointed. In 2024, you will not be put to shame. In 2024, your life will be filled with answer to your prayers in the name of Jesus. So it's a table of transition. It's a table of change. It's a table of answered prayer. It's a table of promise coming to pass. Am I talking to somebody? As I'm preaching, I want us to begin to connect our mind and our spirit to the communion of today. I don't want us to take it unworthily. I don't want us to take communion for taking communion's sake. I want us to take communion believing something is turning around me. Something is moving me forward. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis 18, I'm going to read a few verses. Give me verse 6. Genesis 18, verse 6. The Bible says, "And Abraham hastened to the tent unto Sarah." I'm just making reference to me. "And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, 'Make ready three measures, fine meal. Knead it and make cake upon the hearth.'" He was telling his wife, he said, "Make a meal ready. We need to give meal because something needs to turn around in our life." And in verse 10, give me verse 10, go to verse 10. In verse 10, look at what happened. "And he said, 'I will certainly return.'" Those were the angels after eating. No, we always say it in this church jokingly. We say, Abraham gave the angel pepper soup. When after the angel finished eating pepper soup, you know, there's always something that happened at the meal. Hallelujah. You know, my language, they will say, mama will decide, say, somebody cannot eat your pepper. pepper and your salt and do you evil. It's not going to stand. That means table always transform. Table always change. So he says, and he says, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. And she had it in the tent, which was behind him. Are you hearing me this morning? That your life will transform. That your life will change. Because something great is coming to you today in the name of Jesus. Even if we go to look at Jacob. Isaac. In 27 verse 4. He said, prepare me a meal that I might release blessing. 27:4. He said, make me a savory meal as such I love and bring it to me that I may eat and my soul may bless thee before I die. There's something that brings transformation. May your life be transformed today in the name of Jesus. There are other instances in the Bible when it comes to meal. It was meal that David was taking to his brother that he met with his destiny. He took the meal. Look at 1 Samuel 17:17. 1 Samuel said, he took the meal to meet his brother. And he had, what's the name of the idiot? Making younger, that he will kill everybody. Goliath. Goliath is a big idiot. He said, I will kill everybody. Yeah. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brother an ephah of this past corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp. So it was the meal. As he's dropping the meal, he met with his destiny. As you are taking the meal today, something will turn around in your life in the name of Jesus. Let's look at 1 Kings 17. I want us to really enjoy God this morning. 1 Kings 17 verse 12. Verse 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may die. Somebody think he will die with the meal, but sustenance is coming. Your amen is so weak. Your sustenance is coming. In the give me verse 14. I'm going to look at 14. In 14, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall cruse of oil fail until the day of the Lord set the rail upon the earth. In 2024, you will not lack any good things. In 2024, Jehovah will supply all your needs. In 2024, when you look to the left, there will be supply. When you look to the right, there will be supply. When you look up, there will be answers. When you go on your knee, heaven will open for you in the name of Jesus. And in verse 16, and the barrel of waste of meal wasted not, neither the cruse of oil failed, according to the word which he spoke through Elijah. There is always the other side. Am I talking to somebody? There is always the other side. I want us to look at some principle, and I want this principle to guide you through 2024. Because listen, let all the witches in your village gather. Heaven will scatter them for your sake. Amen. Whatever they have said in the air, whatever they have projected against you, heaven will cancel it for you today in the name of Jesus. In the book of Mark chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 35. Mark 4 from 35. The Bible says, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. As you are going into 2024, is the other side. Is the other side of poverty. Is the other side of lack. Is the other side of struggle. You are going to have more than enough. Your life will be easy. No more struggle. No more pain. No more disappointment. In the name of Jesus. He said, let us go to the other side. Give me the next verse. And in the next verse, he said, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. Look at that. They took him even as he was. How was he? How was it that they took him like that as he was? We'll talk about it another day. And there were also with him other little sheep. Give me the next verse. And in 37, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Can I say to you, the water outside the ship does not fall, does not make the ship to sink. Do we know that? No, the water outside never make a ship to sink. It's the one that go inside. But now, the ship was full. Why? Because Jesus said, let's go to the other side. Every attack of the efficacy of communion in your life will be destroyed today. Amen. Whatever I say, communion will not work for you, will be destroyed today. Amen. Every prayer you have prayed, God will answer it for you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give me 38, in verse 38. And he arose, and when he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, because the man was tired. He was tired. He was sleeping. And they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Let me tell you something this morning. No matter what you are going through, it is over today. Amen. You are not going into it to 2024. Amen. The struggle will not continue. We are not in a Luther situation. No. We are in Christ. It's a Luther that... Okay, the struggle continue. Here we are in Christ. The Bible says we are a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. You are coming into a new situation in the name of Jesus. In verse 39, and he said, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And there was a great calm. Listen, when you look at some things, you wonder, why on earth did Jesus not go to an hotel to rest after a big ministry? Like most pastors will do. Most pastors are enjoying the hotel now. In the name, we are fasting and praying towards the new year. But Jesus took a journey to the other side because of me. He took a journey to the other side because of you. Knowing fully, crossing over, you will not be alone. And that when he's with you on the crossover, you are better off. Give me chapter 5. The chapter 5, I'm going to read verse 1. And they came unto the other side of the sea. You will get to the other side. Oh. The other side of poverty, you will get there. Amen. You will look at your account, you will smile. Amen. How many? You're made weak. Oh. You know there are some accounts that make you smile. You will put food for front. You will see the account like this, you will just be full. Huh? When you are begging people, how many zeros in it, is in it? Hallelujah. Somebody was saying, I've never seen 3 zeros in my account before. Four significant figure. You know what 4 significant figure is? Thousands. Some people have not seen it. Talk less of 5. When you go to 6, 7, somebody is here that you will see 7 digits in your account. Seven. This year we are going into, you will see 7 digits in your account in the name of Jesus. You see what the Lord has done. You see what the Lord has done. What we're praying for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. That will be your song next year. And he said, and they came to the other side into the country of Gadarene. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met with him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain. He was on his own. He was lonely. Nobody could come to him. And in verse 4, because there he had been often bound with fetters and with chain, and the chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetter broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Verse 5. And always day and night, he was in the mountain and in the tomb crying and cutting himself with stone. Go to 13. Let me just read 13. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. And there were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Lord, let us have an understanding of your word. Thank you, Father. The first thing is, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. My sister, which means there is other side for what you are going through. Am I talking to somebody? There is the other side. But I will move me. There's always the other side. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. What is after the birth? But joy cometh. That means no matter how your struggle is, there is always the other side. You will taste the other side. You will taste the other side in the name of Jesus. And he said, let us go. Listen to me. Even when there is other side, there are people who don't want to go. Am I talking to somebody? He said, let us go. Which means one person can go, the old people can go. Am I talking to somebody? Let us go together. Let us go to next year together. Let us go to surplus together. Let us go to enjoyment together. So there's always other side. But when you go with the master, you are not alone. If you go with the crowd, you are alone. You can be in the market and be alone. But when you are with Jesus, every other thing is possible. Going to the other side is possible. That is why I said, let us go to the other side. There is the other side of your marriage. There is the other side of your finances. There is the other side of your health. As you take communion today, may God transport you to the other side. May God take you to the other side in the name of Jesus. The other point I will say is this. The presence of crisis does not mean God is absent. That there is a crisis does not mean God is absent. In the boat where Jesus was sleeping, there was storm. The water entered into the boat. So that you are going through something does not mean God has left you. Am I talking to somebody? That you are passing through some situation, it does not mean you are alone. God can be with you and you are going through crisis. God only prunes his own children. Hallelujah. That you are going through some crisis means God is even with you. There are some excesses that God wanted to cut away from you. It was in the sheep. He said, I am with you always. That is what the word says. Sometimes in life, God will allow some things to happen to you. And you are wondering why. You know, that is why when I look at some people and they abandon church because of situation, I just laugh. I just laugh. Who will now take, you know, if Babalawo is fighting you, you can beg God to help you. If your mother is fighting you, you can beg God. If God is fighting you, who will you beg? No. Who will help you? I was watching Joshua and that boy that was fighting yesterday. In round 4, his leg was doing like this. When it is round 5, the leg was gone. As they want to bring him in the fifth one, they throw in the white towel. Hallelujah. That is a defeated fight already. Hallelujah. Eh? But if you are with God, when there was a fight of Holyfield and Mike Tyson was beating everybody. But Holyfield came into the something that day. I am with Jesus. He put it on his back. And you are idiot. You are fighting somebody who is coming with Jesus. Tyson said at the end of the day, he said when he throw one punch, he doesn't know where the punch is coming. It's like seven coming. His eyes is still like seven punch. He won't see one. So, because when you see Tyson, he was defenseless because punch was just coming everywhere. Because each punch, Jesus multiplying the hand into seven. So he doesn't know which way is coming. Listen, you can't fight somebody who has God. You can, if you are listening, can I tell you, if you're angry with me, better go and beg for forgiveness. And come with a gift for me to forgive you again. You are the one angry with me. Oh. Because if you fight me, you will die. If I fight you, you will die. The Bible says, Christ, we are like a rock. If it fall on you, you crunch. If you fall on it, you die. No, listen, we need to you know that's why that song is just going in my spirit. I will just do my hand. Hey, a very big God, though, is always on my side. He never, you know, they fall on my hand. It's like I've never had it before. There are songs you hear, he enter your spirit. I'm going into 2024 like a bulldozer. You hit me, you die. I jam you, you die. And I'm going with every one of you. Do we not struggle in 2024? Mercy of the Lord will be there with you. The glory of the Lord will support you. In the name of Jesus, your season of struggle is over. There was a woman called Rahab. Listen, that you are going through situation does not mean God has left you. Rahab was a chief harlot. He was abandoned. Nobody accepted him. The Bible says he was living on the fence. He was living on the high house on the fence. Why was he living there? He was not accepted in the city. He was on his own, but God still go there to locate him. The spies still locate him. That Rahab, that nobody is happy to say is a member of my family, came to the lineage of Jesus. You can't, when you look into Matthew 1 and you are reading the genealogy of Jesus, I mention Rahab. So that you are going through situation does not mean God is not with you. The Bible says Jericho was straightly shut up. Nobody could come in, nobody could go out. Still in the shut up, he still let out the spies. Because when God is with you, you cannot fail. The Bible said the poor man cried and the Lord had him. Is that not what the Bible said? It didn't say the rich man, no. The poor man. Psalm 34 verse 6. The poor man cried and the Lord had. They say, you are coming out this morning. Hallelujah. You are coming out this morning. Hallelujah. If we look at this story I read, the madman was on his own. This man was on his own in the tomb. He was not disturbing anybody. The only person he was disturbing was the spirit. I mean, he was disturbing the dead. He was living there, was making noise in the middle of the night. There's a story of a young man I read. Are you allowed to walk through cemetery here? No, there's no pathway through cemetery here, is it? Pathway, no, it is secured. You can walk in there to go and visit your dead people, but you cannot just say, you know, in Africa, you know, you will walk past. If there are some people, their house is the other side of the cemetery. And so you just walk up. So this boy was telling his story. He said he was walking through, and he was scared to walk through. In the middle of the late in the evening, And two girls saw him, and they were so afraid. They said, okay, let us walk together. And then when they were about to cross, they said, I'm not talking to you. Why are you not scared? Oh, he said, no. He now said, I used to be scared when I was alive. He said, I used to be scared when I was alive. And the guys, be grace. Hallelujah. The madman was on his own, living in the tomb. But the storm arose, wanted to prevent Jesus. You see, listen, when your issues from your father's house will lock you in the corner, it will prevent every helper from coming through. Am I talking to somebody? I want to dwell on this because we take the communion in another 5 minutes. Whenever issues that you are dealing with is from your father's house, every helper will be disappointed. You will do things that will make your helper to hate you. The Bible says the storm arose just to prevent Jesus from going through. But Jesus, being who he was, still continued the journey. He still continued the journey. And I know all things work together for what? All things work together for good. To those who? Churchy. Romans 8:28. Put on the Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that what? Love God. To them who are they called according to what? His purpose. I know I will not die, I will live. I will not bury any of you in 2024. Hear the word of the Lord. Only sand of joy will come out of your house. The sand of crying will never come out of your house. In the name of Jesus. This guy, 2,000 legion, were living inside him and he was enjoying himself. But there is something I want you to take note about before we start to pray. In the Mark 4, I see 38, it said, anytime they bind him, he cut the chain. Go to 5. Go to 5:2. Keep going. 3. No, that's too much. Go back to 4. Yes, 4. He said, because he had been often bound with fetters and chain, and the chain has been plucked asunder. Listen, Jesus was coming to help this guy. The storm discouraged Jesus. But thank God he was not discouraged. If it is me and you, he said, what is in his head? How will I die because of one stupid boy? Then you will begin. You will now be giving why he was in the tomb. Maybe he smoked weed. We were talking to him. He was smoking weed. Why will he not live in the cemetery? We were talking. He was drinking. Alumoja. In Nigeria, they have a lot of it. Where they mixed it. I went for a meal with some group of professionals, and they were in one Liguana. What's the name of that restaurant? Liguana. Hallelujah. And they mix rum together, like 6-7 rums together in one cup. The cocktail. And you know, did they? They call it cocktail. They give them a cup and they buy one, get one free. You are there too. I know all of you. I know those I will pray for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you see, and when I was asking somebody beside me, are we going to share this bill? And no, they now say everybody will pay for what they take. Okay. To God be the glory. One cup was 14 pounds. And people were taking 3. Buy one, get one free, making 6. I was asking them, who will take you? Who will drive you home? Oh, we didn't come with our car. So you will give example. Say, that is why he's in the tomb. He has drink alomaja. He has done all the mixtures together. You will give, but Jesus did not give excuse, because he knows you more than you know yourself. He knows me more than what I know myself. Look at the Bible says people want to help this guy. They will bind him so that they can carry him to where they will treat him. He will break the chain. How many times have you frustrated your helpers? He was frustrating his helpers. So they bind him before they come the second time to pick him. He has broken it, so they have to look for another chain again. How many times me and you have frustrated our helpers? How many times have people asked me, Pastor, I want you to pray with me? And I say, okay, we meet by 3 o'clock. And I'll be by 3 o'clock. When it is 6 o'clock, they will call me. Oh, Pastor, sorry, I will not be able to make it today. No, listen. Not one time, not two times. No, I'm serious. I wouldn't even mind you walking up into the office and talk to me without appointment than to give me appointment and not show up. How many times have we frustrated our helpers? How many times? This guy was frustrated. He said, you see, when your foundation is fighting you, you will frustrate all your helpers. You will miss all appointment. You will not listen to any advice. You will be big in yourself. You will think you are doing everybody favor. You know, some of us even believe that we are doing God favor. You come to church and you are floating. Who are you? God will puncture the bloat. You float in church. You know, some of us change our voice when we get to church. We have the voice. For what? For what? The Bible says we are like a flower that can fade like that. He was cutting up the chain. He was frustrating the helpers. But Jesus still left everything and went to where he is. That same Jesus is coming to you today. That same Jesus is inviting you to the table of communion, a table of transformation. I want us to believe that issues will crop up in life at some point. That issue is not the end of your story. Hallelujah. It's not the end of your story. Eh? You see, Goloju Adewinbe, that was sometimes the go will not even stand. Eh? She will even think of, even if she has it at home, she will even think of wearing it. Hallelujah. But transformation has come. But better one is coming too. Better transformation is coming to every one of us in the name of Jesus. Listen, I want us to three things. And we take communion. Number one is for us to go to this table today, believing that I'm taking a meal that will transform my life to another level. That's the first one. The transformation means I am believing God that every pain ceases now. I am believing God that every disappointment is over now. I am believing God that every delay is over now. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I am going to the table of communion to receive my total deliverance. To my total deliverance, that every issues that has delayed me, every issues that have weighed me down, every issue that has made me irrelevant, that those issues are over. And the third one is that I know that if I eat his body and drink his blood, I can never be cast out. I can never be disappointed. I can never be lonely anymore. I cannot live among the tomb anymore. Listen to me. Jesus, when he cast out the devil in this man, pig rejected it. Pig. They don't want to leave the area. He said, he said, let us go into the swine. The swine were ready to die because of the evil spirit. The same evil spirit is somebody is making anger I will do you something. Something big was rejecting. One babalawo, one witch will be in one corner. He will say, if I do this, I will do this to you. Something big was not willing to argue. And you are celebrating it. You know, there was a pastor, two pastors were fighting. One said, Timbagba Iloruka, I said, if I hit you with my ring, you will die. The other one said, Timbagba this year. What? A kingdom of God. We are members who are standing in front. Even if there were no member, what are you celebrating? Something pigs. Already the pig died. Because they cannot agree to live with evil spirit. And somebody will now do one stupid ring. For what reason? For fame? For money? For what? God is calling us to table today. I want us to rise on our feet. Let me have the ministers, please. I want us to please come worthily to receive at the table of transition. Every one of us that understand what communion is, and that is why we took time during the Sunday school to discuss it. I want us to trust God. Trust God that He will do it. He will do it. What is it that you are waiting for? What is it that you'll be trusting God for? God is able to do it. God is able to do. He will do.
You'll never all of His promises. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's faithful.
What does the Bible say? He said, don't give up on God, because He will not give up
on you.
Don't give up on God, because He will not give up on you. So if God will not give up on you, why will you give up on Him? I want you to bow your heads and talk to God. And say, God, I want to take your body today. I want to drink your blood today. Lord, forgive me my sin. Say with me, my Father, I come to your table of communion.
I come to your table of communion.
Every sin. Every misunderstanding.
Every evil in me.
I lay it at your altar. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me what I have done. Forgive me what I have failed to do.
Every omission.
Everything I did intentionally. Oh God of heaven.
Forgive me today.
Have mercy upon me.
Let the table be a table of transformation.
Let new things begin to happen to me. Let new things start in my family. What I prayed for, let it come to pass.
What I'm expecting, let it come to me.
Every delay, let it be over.
Every denial,
let it come to acceptance.
Let it come.
Thank you, mighty Father.
Thank you, Almighty Father.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You say you will never cast away anybody that call upon you. Lord, we come to your table. We are calling you, Lord. You are God that saves. You are God that delivers. As we take your communion, help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. Now, Lord, what has not been working before, it will start to work now. We are delayers. Lord, let delay be removed. Those that have been jobless, let them have a good job. Those that need something important in their life, let them receive it, oh God,
amen,
in the name of
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Let every sickness disappear.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want us to pray one more prayer before we go. Say with me, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Every soul tie.
Every soul tie.
Every relationship.
Every relationship.
That are ungodly.
That are ungodly.
That have been tied into.
And I'm tied into.
Every relationship.
Every relationship.
That is working in my life.
Working in my life.
That does not have God in
that
it.
That does not have God in it.
Oh God of heaven.
Oh God of heaven.
Break the bone. let the soul tie,
let his soul tie,
be cut off today.
Cut off today.
Every
personality
that connected to me. From my bloodline.
My bloodline.
Every personality that connected to me, from my father's house, that is affecting my future. That did not allow me, to move at the speed of God. To manifest as a child of God.
God of heaven.
Break the link today.
Let
the soul tie be broken.
Thank you, mighty Father.
In Jesus' majestic name we pray.
Amen.
The Bible says at the table. Thank you, sir. Please take the cup and hold on to the bread and let's bless it. Sing that.
Many things you are honored, a holy king, a carpenter. Lift it up like you are lift up
on Golgotha. And everybody that look at you, never even said, Lord, let this substance become your body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. That as we take your body, let it nourish our body. Amen. Let it heal sicknesses. Amen. Let it bring deliverances. Amen. Let it turn our life around in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us experience the other side of every issue we are going through, oh God. Transform our life, oh God.
Amen.
Change everything around us.
Amen.
In Jesus' majestic name we pray.
Amen.
The Bible says, and he took the cup. And he said, this is the cup of a new covenant. Which means every covenant operating from your father's house is no more. Everything that limits people in your family is no more. Every limiting statement around you is no more. Every limiting factor around you is no more.
Amen.
He said, this is a new covenant. He says, a cup of a new covenant. So Lord, turn this cup to the cup of your blood. Turn this to the cup of renewal. The cup of a new covenant.
Amen.
The cup of salvation.
Amen.
The cup of breakthrough.
Amen.
The cup of lifting.
Amen.
The cup of promotion.
Amen.
That as we drink your blood today,
Ashakatu,
we will not drink it into damnation.
Amen.
But we drink it into safety.
Amen.
We drink it into promotion.
Amen.
We drink it into prosperity.
Amen.
We drink it into another life.
Amen.
A prosperous life.
Amen.
A life of no limitation.
Amen.
Life, we are foundational writing with no more limitations. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majesty, we pray.
Amen.
Then the Bible said, he told them, he said, take my body and my blood. As you take it, I want to say, I take the body of Christ and I drink the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
My father,
I, your son,
Daddy
Eluani, I pull myself out.
I pull myself out.
Of the family of Oguniyi.
Of the family of Oshiwonori.
Oguniyi, you cannot control me anymore. I am a new creator.
One
limit others will not limit me. The junction that stop them will not stop me. We are the fail, I will not fail.
We are the stop, I will not stop.
God, I come to you.
Lord, I come to you.
Take me higher.
Take me higher.
Take me above my father's house. Principalities of my father's
house
will not control me. They will not limit me. I am a new person.
I am a new person.
Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. You are a new person. Limitation of your father's house will not limit you. Experience instantaneous miracle. I have read about people receiving instantaneous miracles. Oh God, my Father, let me experience instantaneous miracles in my situation, in my body, in my marriage, in my family, over the work of my hands, over what you have blessed me with. Open your mouth and pray to God. Pray to God.
In the name of, as I have seen, I have read about people receiving continuous miracle, so shall I be. In the name of Jesus, the old world will speak of my miracle. The old world will stand and see what you will do in my life. In the name of Jesus, my life will make news of your miraculous heart. My life will make news of your miraculous heart. That name was just right. Oh God, miraculous act of God will become a news.
In Jesus' majestic name we pray.
Amen.
Outside the keyboard playing, I want us, outside the keyboard and the drum, I just want us to have a solemn time. Talk to God in the depth of your heart and say, God, you have went across the river to meet the man of Gadarene. Because that was a promise. Lord, the promise in my life, bring it to pass. Amen. Just talk to him individually. That thing you need, that we have not raised prayer point about. That thing you are talking about, that thing you are praying about. That child you'll be crying about. That situation. That sick mother of yours, that sick father of yours, that sick uncle of yours. Talk to God and say, God, there's no barrier to you where you can touch. There's no barrier. That one, touch it now. Just talk to God. Talk to God silently. Just talk to God. Tell God, I need my own partner. I need my own wife. I need my own husband. If you have issues in your marriage, the Lord, talk to my wife. Touch me and touch my wife. Touch my husband. Touch my husband. Let him or her become what I saw in the first point. Bring me my own life partner. Talk to God. That in 2024, I'll be one of those that will first testify. Talk to God. Talk to God about your career. Talk to God. The Bible says 1,000 cattle on the hill. So there is no job you are looking for that God has no solution for. Just talk to him. Tell him my life will be lived for you, oh God. God promised God something that God will look and say, no, this one is serious with his prayer. Tell God I'm going to be faithful to you. I'll be faithful in my tithe, I'll be faithful in my offering. I'll be faithful in your house. Talk to him. Call upon God this morning. Today, mercy will speak for us in the name of Jesus. Can we unmute my hand? Yes, Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Yes, you are the Lord.